Hi there. The word for you today is on taking communion. In Luke 24, verse 30, we read, "He took bread, blessed, and broke it." Now, taking communion can be a meaningless ritual or an intimate time spent in the presence of the Lord. Read the story of Cleophas and his wife. This couple were traveling home to Emmaus when Jesus suddenly appeared and walked along with them. First, he opened their eyes to see that the crucifixion wasn't the tragedy they thought, but was actually a fulfillment of prophecy and God's way to redeem a lost world. Something to celebrate, not be sad about. Later, as he sat in their home and ate supper with them, it says that Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him. Let me ask you, are you battling fear and doubt today? Are you wondering if God will keep his promise to you? He will. Earlier that day, Cleophas and his wife met some women who had just been to the empty tomb and reported that Jesus was alive. But try as they might, they couldn't believe it. So, this story proves that Jesus loves doubters enough to walk with them, take away their fears, and strengthen their faith. And guess when he did it? As they broke bread. So, next time you're taking communion, stop and pray, "Lord, speak to me. Show me your will and your way." That's a prayer he'll answer. Your mind may be confused and your anxiety great, but if you're spiritually hungry, he'll show up and meet you at the point of your need.